Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round 9, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Twitch.tv and, of course, the WBC TV channel. Often imitated but never duplicated 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, hey, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So straight up, I know what I'm talking about. I do have a toll-free phone line that I open up at the top of each hour. If you'd like to join me, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. But I've got a more popular option because most of you people are chicken spit. You're afraid if you go on the air with me like a dog or something like that. So, anyway, here's the text line. You ready? Text number 415-532-4867. The Ring Talk Studio text line 415-532-4867. And since we're doing the social media thing right now, I'll tell you what. The Twitter thing, I'm with Elon Musk. My thing is not average Pedro. So straight up, you've got all kinds of ways to tweet me here on the show. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, last night across the pond in the UK, it was shown here in the United States on the ESPN channel. Wow, what can I say? The Chinese national, Zilzhang. Look out. At first, I thought he was a stiff. I thought he was a hobo because, you know, not too many guys, heavyweights, coming out of the Orient or the of Asia of note. But the bottom line is, this guy's special. He had an amateur pedigree that was pretty good. And last night, he stopped Joe Joyce for the second time, this time in the third round. Remember, it's always easier the second round. Kicking somebody's ass. You just got them figured out, and psychologically, they've been beaten once. They're easier to beat the second time. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time with Kenny Rainford and, of course, the president of the World Boxing Council, Mauricio Sulaimán, today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And all these fighters that are, you know, they share in the revenue. They do share in the revenue. They have they have the upside in the pay-per-view, you know?
I thought I'd start things off with the worst person in the world, Dana White, the pimp that he is. Of course, Francis Ngannou going to make 1,000 times more fighting Tyson Fury than he did in all those fights he had for the UFC. Get this. One gate, he pulled in $7 million for a live gate, did Francis Ngannou, and they did a big pay-per-view number. Of course, we don't know what the actual revenues were on that. Dana doesn't talk about his pay-per-view numbers. But the bottom line is, Ngannou got $500,000 plus a $50,000 bonus. So he got $550,000. Dana is a pimp of all pimps. Bottom line is, of course, they're putting this fight together. The 30th, of course, him and Ngannou, and, of course, and Tyson Fury. Speaking of Tyson Fury, I think Tyson Fury's got reason to fear because of the fact that he hasn't fought in a while. He's fat as a pig. I mean, come on, man. I mean, listen. He's became a disgrace for the heavyweight division. At one point in time, he was a comeback kid. He was a poster guy. I mean, come on. He kicked the blow. He kicked suicide. I mean, you know, he was back. He was on top. He was doing good things. He had the three fights with Wilder. I mean, come on, man. We were looking for good and bigger and better things from the world heavyweight champion. And then he sort of like went into a shell and started fighting a whole lot of guys like you and me and a whole lot of bums and this and that and hasn't fought anybody since Wilder. And, of course, he just wants to fight Ngannou because of the money, and I get that. But get this, if Ngannou wins, if Ngannou knocks him out, the heavyweight championship of the world has changed hands. That, whether it's a 10-round non-title fight or an exhibition, no matter what it is, if the heavyweight champion in history, the linear heavyweight champion, if he gets licked, he loses the title. Am I right? Am I wrong? 415-532-4867. That's 415-532-4867. Of course, Tyson Fury, of course, looking fat as a pig. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to say, I know he's always had an off body. I mean, his ass is bigger than his shoulders. He's a weird dude. I mean, he's a giant. He's 6'9". I'm not expecting him to look as lean and as cut as me, okay? I don't get that. I understand that, okay? But lately, he sort of like looked like a non-athlete type of guy. Now, he doesn't even look like a good athletic supporter. I mean, that's how poor he looks as far as his health and his condition is concerned. Now, I'm not trying to say he slipped back into the blow or anything like that, but obviously, Tyson Fury has got a bit lazy. Like, he just has, and he's been able to make a lot of money doing nothing. They spoiled this dude. They just spoiled him. Of course, Bob Arum's tried to nurse him along. Of course, they've got Frank Warren and people like that in the UK, but Bob Arum has sort of been his U.S. representative, and
They may be making money, but the big fights have not been made. I mean, not as far as Tyson Fury is concerned. Everybody wants to see him fight Oleg Usyk. I don't know. Why Oleg Usyk? Oleg Usyk, of course, he failed so miserably, I thought, against Daniel Dubois. Why do I say that, even though he won? Come on. He got punked. He got laid down by a body shot. Oh! Luis Pabon, the referee, of course, went along with that. Those two guys should get actor, and supporting actor of the year as far as Emmy Awards on television, sir, because if ever there was an act, that was it. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been cracked below the belt. Hard times, a lot of times. Guys in the gym, like, you know, I'm kicking their ass. What they try to hit me low. If your cup is put on right, if it's right, if it's the equipment is right, and your scrotum is not between your leg and the cup, it's not going to hurt that much. It's going to be uncomfortable, but it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to be debilitating. You're not going to be laying there. I remember when they tested this boxing cup back in the 1930s. The guy toured around the United States on the back of a truck, and they were hitting him in the groin area, in the nuts with a baseball bat. Okay, that's how they tested this thing out, straight up. That's how they sold it. That's how they trademarked it, I kid you not. So what I'm trying to tell you is that was an act by Oleg Usyk. We know that. Tyson Fury, of course, says he doesn't want to fight the little. Why wouldn't he want to fight the little guy? Why would he want to stay away from the little? I don't get it. If that little guy wanted to fight me, let's do it. I mean, let's do it. You've got size. Size matters in two things. Pornography and combat sports. This is the heavyweight division of boxing. What is Tyson Fury thinking, not wanting to fight Oleg Usyk? But then again, Kenny Rayford, who somehow we didn't get together on Skype with this morning, but the bottom line is Kenny Rayford says that Tyson Fury has problems in the gym with little guys. How can you have problems with little guys? You just throw them around like a boom. I mean, if a little guy comes to me and I'm that big, I just pick him up, turn him around. That's it. We're done. And I kick his ass. I mean, it's not... I can't see Oleg Usyk beating Tyson Fury, not in 100 years. So why is Tyson Fury afraid of Oleg Usyk? You tell me. Text me, 415-532-4867. That's 415-532-4867. Now, we go across the pond, of course. Last night, wow, the WBO interim. Got to give the WBO some props because this is their interim heavyweight champion. Talk about Zeal Big Bang Zhang. Now, 26-1-1, of course, 21 KOs. He knocked the juggernaut into another time zone. I was going to say zip code, but people outside the United States probably wouldn't know what it is. I'm talking about another time zone. Bottom line is Joe Joyce came in at 15-1 with 14 KOs. He was a juggernaut. No, he was a big old, he was a slob to me. Came in, 20 pounds bigger than he did before? Come on, he wasn't a lean guy to begin with. And then he gained 20 pounds. All right, I'm not trying to say he did it with anabolic steroids or AKA Flintstone vitamins, anything like that. But the bottom line is Joe Joyce just... I mean, listen, when you get lit up the first time, you're gun shy. You're just gun shy. I mean, it's when you get, when I'm talking about lit up, I'm not talking about losing a fight against a guy. Maybe, you know, lost a fight by a couple of points. It was close. It was competitive. No. When you've got your head handed to you by somebody, and then you have to fight them again, I mean, the same things that happened, just probably a little bit sooner. And that's what happened last night. I mean, I think this fight ended in the third round. It did end in the third round. I'm going to try to put it to you like this. Joe Joyce, as I said before, made Vladimir Klitschko as robotic as he was. Oh, that one punch there on WBC TV. But that one, I mean, good Lord, man. You got to give the Chinese guy some props. I mean, nobody really gave him a shot. I didn't. A year and a half ago, I thought he was just some bum from the Orient. I mean, I didn't give him any credit with none whatsoever. Even though I had an amateur pedigree, I gave him none because I looked at him. I said, he's soft, he's slow, doesn't seem to do things well. He isn't all that well coordinated. Well, guess what? He's got his act together. In the last two fights, whether it had been Joe Joyce or not, mechanically, Zeal Zhang has looked absolutely phenomenal. He just really has. And we go. Let's tell you what. Let's take it post fight and Zeal Zhang.
Zhile Big Bang Zhang, congratulations, and still the WBO interim heavyweight champion. Tell us how you did what you did tonight.
怎么做到的？我在平时训练中做到的，在平时训练中我练的什么，今天我就要用它，把它全部用出来。
This is how exactly I do in the training. I carry that to the ring, that's it.
You promise.
Okay. 谢谢我的团队，谢谢教练肖恩教主。 谢谢我的经纪人 Lane Brother and Kurt. 谢谢我的体能教练 Scooter. 谢谢我的理疗师 Casey. 谢谢我的中医按摩师 王斌. 谢谢你们.
That's a long list of thank you. Coach Sean George, strength conditioning coach Scooter, Terry and Tommy Ling, Scott and Cassie, physical therapist, and Wong Bing, which is a massager.
Tell me this, Joe Joyce had been going through absolutely everyone in the heavyweight division until he ran into this man. What is it about this man that was so difficult for Joe Joyce to overcome over two fights?
乔伊斯把所有人打败了，在你这儿栽了两回跟头，你有什么特别的地方？
So, 我应该更努力，我比较幸运。为什么幸运？因为我努力，越努力越幸运。I'm
just lucky, you know. I think my luck comes from my hard work, but you know, everybody should work hard if you want to be lucky.
He came in heavier than he did last time. Did he feel any different in there to you this time?
乔伊斯增重了，你有感觉吗？
Yeah. 但是那。 昨天我就讲过，他增重效果怎么样，只能到今天的比赛场上看到。Chinese
power!
Yeah, Chinese power!
Don't stick it in his mouth.
Hey, don't stick it in my mouth. Hey, listen, Zhang. Go on, can translate.
He definitely felt the difference. But as he said in the press conference, the heavier, the slower.
Let me ask Zhang one thing. Look, there's a lot of heavyweights that want to fight you now, including this man. I'm sure there's plenty more.
I want it. Zhang, would you fight me?
以前都拒绝过我的比赛，在我没有比赛的时候，我找他打，他就拒绝我，他不给我比赛。
When I had no fights, you turned me down.
Listen,
yeah. 你说你不，你
okay, basically that's a no. Is that no? Yes or no? The simple answer, would you fight me? Yes or no?
那 yes or no
现在你只能在后面排队，因为我下一个目标是Tyson Fury，还不是你。
Let's all get in the line. Let's all get in the line.
In the line? No, no. Chisora Ward, don't get in line. Either you take the deal or not.
Derek Chisora making a fool of himself, of course, here in the ring last night, trying to challenge Zhao Zhang. Of course, when Zhao Zhang wanted to fight a couple of years ago, Derek Chisora wanted no part of it. I guess he wants it now because Zhao Zhang is the guy, no doubt about that. Of course, the Chinese national, if they were to fight, this I think would be the biggest audience in the entire world. How do I know this? Because at one point in time, when 1993, I televised the first professional boxing card from the People's Republic of China. Okay. And when we went back in 1994, we sold them a pay-per-view package. Okay. And I remember I went into the room and they said to me, you know, Pedro, you better come out here with three and a half cents of pop. I said, 3.5 cents a pop? I said, okay. So I went in there and I've told the story before, but these Chinese guys just beat me down. They said, look, we're going to give you a penny. And bottom line is, Pedro, don't let big money stand in the way of little money. We're only going to give you a penny. I said, how about a penny and a half? He said, no, it's only a penny. Bottom line is, I got the penny and went outside. Harold Smith wasn't all that pleased with it, but the bottom line is, he said he wasn't expecting any more than a penny. So he set me up for that. But the bottom line is, Chinese, there's a billion people over there. I mean, a billion. Imagine how many fight fans that, if they had a heavyweight champion or a guy challenging for the heavyweight championship, as Zhao Zhang will probably do if Tyson Fury ever gets off his ass. I mean, come on, Tyson Fury's going to fight the MMA guy, but after that, I think if he gets drilled, he'll have to do a rematch because, you know, the other guy will be the heavyweight champion. Of course, Ngannou will. But the bottom line is Tyson Fury has wasted the heavyweight championship. Time and time again, he's been a waste of time. He really has been in the last year and a half. What have you done for me lately? Tyson Fury. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
There was always something about Hector that was a lot of fun. You're always happy to see him.
Did you give the dogs names, or did you find out what their names were?
No, I was going as Mush.
He was hard not to like. But before the night of the fight, we got a call in our hotel. One of his handlers, in great stress, said, you know, you've got to come over here. We'll get him on the phone. He's trying to jump out a window. And he was completely out of his mind, drug-wise. You know, talked him out of it, calmed down, and they got him out of the danger. And then the concern was, how is he going to be fight time?
Tim, this is by far the most dangerous opponent that Camacho has faced.
And the next day, you wouldn't have known anything had happened.
Camacho told me he's going to go right out and jump on him in the first round. Let's see if he does it.
There was domination there. He threw the punches he wanted to throw, moved the way he wanted to move, and did what he wanted to do.
Oh, solid left uppercut. And down goes Montez. He is in trouble. And it is all over. Next is Camacho.
A startling first round knockout.
And he showed everything that he could be. The superstar that he could be.
And there is chaos in the ring.
We were grateful for the fact that he had recovered and that the fight went on, but it was a source of great concern to us from that point forward because we knew he was dealing, you know, with the demons.
Let me tell you about the Macho Man, the Harlem Heckler. Of course, 79-6, 38 KOs, retired in 2010. Never got stopped, was never knocked out. Of course, I call him the Harlem Heckler, and I was scared when I gave him that tag. Sometimes when I used to write a column. I was called Poison Pen Pedro and Flash and Boxing Update magazines, which were the boxing trade papers actually before the internet came along. So what I'm trying to tell you is that I had a bit of a reputation for making people's names that sometimes weren't so that flattering, okay? So I called him the Harlem Heckler, and he loved it. He thought he got off on it, the Harlem Heckler. Anyway, one time I got into a beef with my ex-wife, and she hung up the phone on me. I was talking to my daughter on the phone, and she hung up the phone. She said, time up. And she hung up the phone. I was in Atlantic City. So I screamed to the phone, threw the phone down, this and that. Hector saw what I was doing, this and that. He said to me, let me call her. I said, you know, she sort of likes you. Let me call her. So anyway, he called my ex-wife. He says, this is Hector, the Macho Man. She's going, yeah, Hector, who? When she finally realizes Hector, she sort of melts on the phone. The only time in her life she's ever been sweet. But the bottom line is Hector, the Macho Man, Camacho. And the other time, check this out, 1997. November 1999, we're in Puerto Rico, and Bayamon, Puerto Rico, I believe. We've got an arena semi-filled with boxing fans, and I'm doing the television, and they tell me, guess what, Camacho's not coming. I say, what? He's in the main event, taking on Jorge Vaca, the former WBC welterweight champion. How he won that title, I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is it's going to be Vaca and Camacho in the main event. We've got preliminaries going. We've got people coming in. They're selling popcorn the whole nine yards. So Harold Smith comes to me and says, guess what? Camacho's not coming. I said, say what? Camacho's not coming. He's all coked out back in the hotel. I said, what do you mean he's all coked out back in the hotel? He's all coked out and he's not coming. And Pedro, he ain't coming means you ain't getting paid. That's just the way Harold put it. And I said, say what inside my head? What do you mean by that, Harold? He said, well, if he doesn't come, you don't get paid. I said, Harold, I've been here for like a month and a half. I said, I've been selling this fight on the island, around the globe, on TV, the whole nine yards, on the radio. I've been here a month and a half. I need to get paid. I said, if I go home, that ex-wife that I mentioned, if I don't have the child support, she's going to put me in jail and take away my driver's license. I kid you not. So anyway, I'm freaking out. I'm in this arena, and I'm in a tuxedo the whole nine yards. I'm freaking out. I ripped the bow tie off. I said, okay, let's go. And they said, what? Get me a car. So I had them get me a car. It was a town car. We went back to the hotel. I went back up to the hotel's penthouse. And I was like one floor below. Anyway, up out to the penthouse, went to Camacho's room, and I'm banging on the door. Bang, 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 banging on the door. Open the door, open the door, open the door. He don't want to open the door. I'm like almost starting to sweat, okay, because I'm freaking out. No money. How am I even going to get off the island? Is my airplane ticket any good? Oh, Lord. Anyway, bottom line is, I'm in Puerto Rico. I got to go back to San Francisco with a fistful of money. If I don't, I'm going to be in deep trouble financially and a whole lot of other ways. Anyway, bottom line is, I'm banging on the door. Camacho doesn't answer. I'm worried about security coming up, and if security comes up, I'm going to blow them off anyway, because the bottom line is, I got to get him. He's got to fight. He's got to be there. So anyway, bang on the door some more. He opens up the door. Camacho's opening up the door. Pedro, what's up? I said, man, can we talk? Yeah, but I just like bullied my way on in. I went in there. He had a little cocaine sitting in the middle of the table there, and I didn't know, or a white powder. I don't know if it was cocaine because I didn't try it. I don't know what it was, but the bottom line, it apparently was cocaine. It appeared to be cocaine. It was a white powder of sorts in which he snorted. Anyway, but the bottom line is, he sat me down at the table, and I said, listen, I said, I need you to fight. He goes, I'm too messed up to fight, man. I can't. Are you out of your mind? I can't fight. Are you out of your mind? Pedro, I can't fight. There's no way I can fight. I said, please, man, you got to fight. I said, you know that bitch ex-wife of mine? I said, can you imagine? I'm going to go to jail if I go home without any money. I've been here a month and a half, man. This is my job. This is what I do. This is how I make my money. If I don't go home with some money, I'm in trouble, Hector. Takes another snort. He says, man, I can't fight. I just can't do it. I said, man, you got to fight. I said, man, you're going to fight. I said, there's no doubt. You're going to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Let's get dressed. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. He says, no. All of a sudden, he changes his mind. He goes, okay, let's go. And lays out a big old line of cocaine and says, wham, wipes this big old line of cocaine out. It wasn't a line. It was a railroad track. If that was a line of cocaine, it was like a railroad track. I kid you not. He wipes out this line of cocaine, and he says to me, woo! And I said to myself, whoa, is this guy going to flip out of me and OD right here? Oh, my God, what's going to happen? So anyway, I get him in the car, in the town car, and he's bouncing all over the car. It's like I think we've got like an 8 or a 10 minute ride to the arena, and he's bouncing all over the car. I mean, he's like blown out of his mind. I've never seen a guy that high. Anyway, I get him to the arena, and we're at the car. We open up the door, and Harold happens to be waiting. Harold was an intuitive guy. So he's waiting there for us, and what happens? We get him to the arena. He and Jorge Vaca had the fight. It ended like in the first or the second round with a technical draw. Hector happened to butt Vaca and caused a bit of a headbutt, and that was the end of that. And, of course, you know what? Try to get Mauricio on Skype. Okay, because he's picking up the phone now. So I'm looking at Mauricio here on one of the buy channels on WBC TV, so he might be ready to go. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Macho Man, may he rest in peace. You know, they still haven't solved his homicide. They arrested a bunch of guys for killing him. I thought it was like just a straight old cocaine beef, because, you know, he had a problem with cocaine, as I mentioned, obviously. But he would go to guys. No happening still. Can somebody have Mauricio open up his Skype, please, because we're having problems with Mauricio and his Skype, so it's not working. So can you work on that for me, please, there in Dallas, Texas? This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. But the Macho Man, what a gifted guy he was in the ring. Screwed up on cocaine most of his life, yeah, of course, but he never really dogged it when it came to boxing. I mean, bottom line is, people say to me, you know, he never lived up to his potential. Come on, the guy was a champion. He lost to guys like Chavez. Come on, boom, come on. He lost to guys like Chavez, who were in their prime. And Camacho, of course, didn't have much of a prime because I think when he, maybe in 1985 when he stopped Jose Luis Ramirez, take that back, he went the distance with Jose Luis Ramirez. When he went the distance with him, of course, that might have been his most spectacular performance as far as an all-right, all-out boxing exhibition was concerned. That was a Macho Man maybe at his best. And from that point forward, he may have dropped it. Of course, the fight with Edwin Rosario, the Battle of Puerto Rico, he sort of got hurt in that fight, and he never was Macho again. That's when he sort of became the runner that was Hector Camacho. People say to me, oh, man, he was a runner. If you thought he was a runner, it was because you only saw him at the end. But at one point in time, I think he was one of the greatest fighters of all time. He had the ability to entertain crowds. He had the ability to electrify crowds. I mean, he could be at the Garden, be in Vegas, you name it, around the world. We did a fight somewhere besides Puerto Rico. But the bottom line is, I got to tell you, Hector Macho Camacho was a pleasure to work with. Somebody shot me a text, who was the best fighter pound for pound? It's sort of subjective, but as far as history is concerned, I think that Roberto Duran is the best fighter ever. I mean, I think without a doubt, the best fighter ever. I mean, there's never been a fighter not close. He went from 122 pounds all the way to 160 pounds, and he won titles at 135, 147, 154, and 160 pounds. He fought at 168 for the money against Ray Leonard. Of course, that last fight they had was in December of 1990. Of course, he was way, way, way past his peak, coming after the Barkley fight, of course, beating Iran Barkley in February of 1989. Take that back. It was December of 1989. It's December of 1989, the Mirage Hotel, outdoors, Leonard and Duran the last time. It was like 37 or 38 degrees. What was Steve Wynn thinking? He wanted to open that place up with a bang, but what was he thinking? It was freezing. Duran never won a round, and of course, the bottom line is Sugar Ray Leonard, the legend lived on for a couple more fights. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hoping to get things together here on the Skype as far as Mauricio Suleiman is concerned. The impeccable one is smiling in the other room, so I think that might be a good sign. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Well, now he's saying no. Oh, my God.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, BYLINE, at prizepicks.com/byline. For a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids.
They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Past hour, we take it from the city by the bay to Mexico City and bring in the World Boxing Council president. I'm talking about my good buddy Mauricio Suleiman. How are you today, godson?
Good, Pedro. I'm very happy. It's a Sunday, football Sunday, after a great boxing Saturday. So I'm just waiting for my Cowboys to win today again.
Yeah, I'm not a big NFL guy without a doubt. But I wish you the very best of luck, of course, with the Cowboys. Canelo Alvarez, we're like 6 days away, of course, from him and Jermell Charlo for the undisputed super middleweight title. I mean, Las Vegas will be a buzz, of course. Is the WBC doing something different as far as belts are concerned for this fight? I mean, you guys have got different things going on. Talk to me.
Yes. As you know, we have the specific cultural belts that we do for May 5th and September 16th, which are the two great dates of Mexican independence, mm-hmm. and the Cinco de Mayo. And this year, Canelo delayed signing the fight for September, so the UFC got in and got the 15th of September. But he's fighting on the 30th, so we're going to have a beautiful Puebla commemorative belt that we're going to unveil tomorrow. And it's a very, very beautiful, took many months of preparing of artisan hands to make it. And I'm sure the winner will get that special trophy with great honor.
Okay, every week I have the worst person in the world on this show, and it just have the same guy every week, Dana White of the USC. He's deplorable. I mean, he is the human exploitation what a pimp is to prostitution.
I don't know. Dana White, I knew him many, many, many years ago. He was a boxing man.
Mm-hmm.
Then he worked with the Fertitas to establish the UFC, which I hope fans understand UFC is not a sport. UFC is a company who promotes mixed martial arts. So it's a big difference. They try to compare UFC with boxing, and that is incorrect. And Dana White, I don't know. Don't like him. Why you
Mauricio,
don't like him?
Mauricio, the money. Francis Ngannou is going to get like millions. He's going to get almost 35 or 40 times more to fight Tyson Fury in this fight on the 30th than he has ever got in the world of mixed martial arts in the USC. And some of those gates he was doing, he did $7 million live gates, would get $500,000 and a $50,000 bonus and no cut of the pay-per-view. I mean, come on, that's exploitation.
I don't know, truthfully. I don't know the business side. I know that the athletes put the and risk everything, but at the same time, companies, and I'm telling you, I'm not advocating for anyone. Mm-hmm. I cannot say something if I am not truly sure about it. But companies, they have expenses, and they have, like any promotional company in boxing, most of them, they lose money. And then when it comes the big time events, the boxers are the ones getting most of the money. So boxing is very balanced pro the athlete in the high level, while in the lower level, it is the promoter that carries all the burden. I don't know what the UFC financial structure is. I have seen that almost every athlete really comes out and say they make very little money. But why are they there? They should just...
Because they don't have another avenue to go. That's what the problem is. Dana White is like the only guy on the street you can sign up with. It's a long story, and let's not spend too much time on Dana White. But the bottom line is, I think that I remember when he came from Boston. Whitey Bulger was the head of the Boston Mafia. He was arrested about 6 blocks from Larry Merchant's house. Get this, Whitey Bulger was wanted like number 2 on the FBI's most wanted list, the whole nine yards. Nobody knew where he was, and Larry Merchant was visiting a house in Santa Monica where Whitey Bulger was living in the building, and Larry Merchant was going over there all the time, and he never saw Whitey Bulger. Anyway, Whitey Bulger was arrested, but when Whitey Bulger was in Boston, Dana White was running a boxing gym. So Whitey sent some people down to the gym and said, listen, you got to pay us $2,500 a month protection money. And Dana said, I don't have it, or something like that. Anyway, Dana tried to get tough with him. He didn't get too tough. He got on a plane and left to Las Vegas. That's how he met the Fertittas, working as a 4-round fight guy in Las Vegas. But the bottom line is, had the gangsters taken care of, oh, I shouldn't say that, had the gangsters scared him a little bit more, maybe we wouldn't have any Dana White.
Well, what I like very much is now the UFC created the same belt that we have used in boxing for 4 years. They gave Grasso a beautiful artisan belt from Oaxaca culture.
Okay.
So it's good. The belts, the commemorative belts, is good.
All right. Let's talk about something sad now, and I really want to applaud you for this. Sabrina Perez was fighting on television last week, and her husband, who happened to be her trainer, Diego Rua, he suffered an ultimately fatal heart attack. That was heart-wrenching to watch.
Oh, my God, it was unbelievable. You know, this has nothing to do with boxing. People have heart attacks anywhere at all times. But what happened right on the 10th round, and he was cheering for her fighter. They were a couple, married couple. And then she just collapsed during the final seconds of the 10th round. And eventually he passed away minutes later in the hospital. It has been a nightmare. Sabrina is back home with family. Diego is flying from the funeral home tomorrow to Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been a very difficult week overall in every aspect, and our heart goes to Sabrina and her family.
Well, we thank the WBC for their involvement. Now let's get back to Canelo. Did Canelo skip? Did he sort of lag on signing the contract because he's overweight?
I'm sorry, I did not get that one.
Did Canelo lag on signing the contract to fight on Mexican Independence Day because he was overweight? That's the rumors going around that he was carrying too much weight.
Who?
Canelo. Was he fat?
Not at all. Well, I have not seen him, but he is the most dedicated and the most professional champion in the high level that I have ever seen, other than Floyd Mayweather. He's always training, always. He doesn't drink, he doesn't party. Okay. He's playing golf, he's enjoying life, and always in the gym. I think that's fake news.
Okay. Canelo Alvarez and Jermell Charlo. Charlo's big enough size-wise to match up well against Canelo Alvarez. He's got nice, fast hands, this and that. Of course, they're going at 168 pounds. If Canelo was to get past him, do you think that David Benavidez is ever going to be part of Canelo's future? Because the reason why I ask is that at one point in time, David Benavidez was a WBC champion at 168 pounds. Of course, I think he lost that fight on the scale. He never lost it in the ring. And then he had a couple of setbacks outside of the ring, a couple drawbacks. And, of course, he straightened his life out as far as that's concerned. I mean, he's been the number one contender since Bill Clinton was president. Maybe I'm wrong in the time there, but it's been a long time. Why doesn't he get a title fight?
Well, it's a very specific situation with David Benavidez. He won the title at 19 years old. Got sidetracked and had a issue with a clean boxing program. He was found positive for cocaine. The WBC walked with him through a whole process, came back, won the title again. And then, very unfortunately, during the pandemic, he had a fight in the during in one of those bubbles.
Yeah.
So he went into the bubble. There was no sauna, no gymnasium. The food was complicated. You know, everything was different from a camp. So he lost the title on the scale. If that had not happened, there would be no Canelo in 168. He was a champion. But now he is a mandatory contender. I believe he's going to do a defense November or December. And he's a mandatory, and the date for mandatory is March.
Okay.
So everything should be online. And that's a very attractive fight, without a doubt.
And I think the first he's going to take on Demetrius Andrade. Is that his opponent, Benavidez? I think it's going to go in November?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. If the world heavyweight champion, if he were to get knocked out by this MMA guy, would the title become vacant?
No, the title will not be vacant. Tyson Fury, the WBC reviewed and made a ruling. This is a special event. And we will just wait to see what happens October 28th. But he is WBC champion, and this is a special edition. It's not a championship fight.
Okay. When the boxing sanctioning bodies, basically New York State Athletic Commission and et al., took the title away from Muhammad Ali back in the late 1960s, the WBC did not. Can you explain to my listeners and my viewers why?
The WBC did not take the title away. The problem was that the authorities at that time, the New York Commission, as you mentioned, took away his license.
Yeah.
So he was banned from boxing worldwide. The WBC did not whatsoever strip Muhammad Ali. Of course, there was a championship ordered to have the activity in the division.
Mm-hmm.
But at no time the WBC stripped Muhammad Ali. That's false. And that's a very unfortunate part of the story. I mean, the history, because it's wrong. It's hard to argue because at that time there was no resources as today, like a champion in recess or interim championship. It was very limited, but the WBC did not strip Muhammad Ali.
Okay. When you look back at
the WBC, let me.
Okay.
The WBC did strip Muhammad Ali on the rematch with Spinks.
Right.
In 1978.
Right.
At that time, Ali was the WBC champion. He lost to Spinks,
mm-hmm.
and the mandatory contender was
Ken Norton.
Ken Norton. When they refused to fight Norton and Ali went on to do the rematch with Spinks, the WBC did not recognize that, and Norton fought Young and then Holmes for the title. So that's the whole story.
Okay. What is the WBC going to do in Kazakhstan, the big convention? What date is that? When is it going down?
It's Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan, I'm sorry.
Yes. And it is from November 12th to November 19th. We are planning a beautiful convention. We're going to have Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Jeff Fennec, Chavez, Duran, Costa Siu, Amir Khan, many, many champions.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Billy Deeb is going to receive the special belt for champion of life. He's going to get it from Adonis Stevenson.
Okay.
Because he survived cancer and he proved through the process how hard he worked to survive the cancer. We're going to have a beautiful story also for the bravest person in the world. We started that with Bridger Walker. Okay. Then we won with and now we have
Mauricio, freeze that thought right there. We'll come back after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. More with Mr. Suleiman after the break.
Everyone. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I hope that you understand that not one single person, not one single committee can do anything for boxing. It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other. I hope that we understand that by being public figures, we are targets for character assassination. I hope that we understand that if we want to be leaders, we have to convince with actions, to show always good faith, to love boxing and love boxers. We should not answer a slap with a slap, but with action and facts.
Don Jose Suleiman, my mentor. I used to wake him up at like when spit happened, when I say spit on the show, spit with an H, when things happened and I didn't know who to turn to, this and that, I called him. I mean, at 1:30, when Alexis Arguello was talking about suicide, I called him a couple of other times. I called him. Why? Because he was the guy. He was the godfather. He was the most powerful man in boxing, I thought, without a doubt. Of course, we'll talk about the late, great Don Jose Suleiman. He's the father of both Pepe, Jose Suleiman Jr., and, of course, Mauricio Suleiman. I call Mauricio the godson and the chosen one because I don't think anybody else could have done this job quite the way he does. Now, he'll come back in hour number two, so we'll talk about this bridgeweight division. Of course, we'll talk about this plus 200-pound division that they put together between the cruiserweight division and the heavyweight division. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a couple other things. Talk about the legacy of Julio Cesar Chavez. Of course, some of the other Mexican greats. We'll spend some time with Mauricio and hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide as he heads home. He was portable. Now he's going to head home where he's got a computer on, like any good stuff, so we'll be able to hear him a little bit clearer because that Skype was a little sketchy there for a little bit. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two after the bias news here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. Of course, WBC TV powered by Viv TV.
News, I'm Corey Myers. GOP lawmakers working through the weekend in hopes of avoiding a government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. The California Republican called it crunch time and said he'd be willing to accept a stopgap funding bill to keep the government running while the House finishes the appropriation bills. Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan says McCarthy simply needs to compromise.
Why Speaker McCarthy can't just take a page out of recent history and realize that it takes compromise. It's going to take Democrats and Republicans to do the final deal. Let's just do it now.
Mexico has reached an agreement with the U.S. to help curb the number of migrants crossing the border. A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. On Friday, Mexican officials met with U.S. Border Patrol and agreed to a series of 15 actions to lessen the number of migrant crossings. Embattled Democratic lawmaker Bob Menendez facing competition for his Senate seat already. Congressman Andy Kim challenging Menendez to represent New Jersey in the U.S. Senate. Last week, Menendez was indicted on federal bribery charges and has been called on to resign. Menendez, however, says he will not step down. Former President Jimmy Carter is out and about a week before his 99th birthday. He and former First Lady Rosalynn Carter were seen attending the Plains Peanut Festival in Georgia yesterday. The Carter Center posted a video of the two in an SUV saying it was a beautiful day for President and Mrs. Carter to enjoy a ride through the festival. This is USA News.
Welcome to the Continental.
From the world of John Wick comes a Peacock original three-part event that takes us back to 1970s New York. The Continental.
This institution wields power beyond your imagination.
Let's take this house and everything that comes with it.
The Continental. From the world of John Wick. Streaming now.
And away we go.
Only on Peacock.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Actor comedian Pauly Shore has found a project he's really passionate about. He posted on social media he wants to play 1980s fitness celebrity Richard Simmons in a movie. Shore said he's been playing phone tag trying to contact Simmons to get his permission. Simmons hosted his own TV show and sold millions of his Sweat Into the Oldies videos. Shore starred in movies such as Encino Man and Son-in-Law after gaining fame on MTV. Shore expressed confidence confidence that he and the movie would be a big hit, saying, "I'll see you at the Academy Awards in 2025. SpaceX tying its own record for reusing booster rockets. A Falcon 9 rocket had successful liftoff from Cape Canaveral last night on a mission to put 22 Starlink satellites into orbit. The rocket's first stage came back to Earth about 8 minutes later on a drone ship in the Atlantic. NFL fans who took part in Thursday's fight at Levi's Stadium could face a lifetime ban. Video of the violence during the 49ers-Giants game shows numerous fans in an all-out brawl in the stands, with a man grabbing a woman by the hair and throwing her towards a railing. Police say one person has been arrested. The NFL taking notice of the fights at games. Last Saturday, a man died after an altercation during the Patriots and Dolphins game in Massachusetts. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
We are 6 days away, of course, from the Canelo Alvarez-Jermell Charlo fight, of course, going down in Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena. The fight is not sold out. There are tickets available just about every price category. Could that be because of the pound-for-pound king? I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez has sort of lost his luster. I mean, think about that. He's not sold out. The fight doesn't look like it's going to be close to being a sellout. But then again, I thought if they did this fight in Texas, of course, with Charlo having a big following in Texas and Canelo having a big following in Texas as far as Mexican fans were concerned, I thought that Jerry Jones should have put this together at that Dallas Stadium where the Cowboys play. Do it on a Saturday night or a Friday night or something like that before the game. I mean, it would be a big event in Dallas. But then the Las Vegas money got involved. Of course, the fight went to Vegas. Of course, it's going down 6 days from now. Of course, the big fight, 168 pounds. Can Canelo take him back to charge of a guy that fought a little bit smaller than him, but he's not really that smaller of a man. Actually, physically, he's a bigger man than Canelo Alvarez. I'm talking about Jermell Charlo. Yes, he fought at 154 pounds, but he weight strained and cut weight and did all kinds of crazy stuff to get down to 154. So he probably walks around at like 170, 175 pounds. Canelo Alvarez, you heard Jose Mauricio Suleiman say that he's the most disciplined athlete he's ever seen. I thought he looked a little fat of late, but then again, Mauricio and I can agree to disagree on that one. But the bottom line is, Canelo Alvarez, 32 years old now. 32 going on what? 32 going on what? I mean, think about that. All the fights he's had, been fighting since like 15 years old, turned pro at 145 pounds. That's a lot of mileage on a body. At some point in time, it's got to come to an end. Will it be next Saturday night against Jermell Charlo? Bigger upsets have happened in the world of boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, we'll spend some time with the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, on WBC TV and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Yeah. Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, BYLINE, at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Let's go from the city by the bay to the city of angels. I'm bringing him, of course, the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And Godfather, how are you this morning, sir?
Pretty good. I'm looking out the window, and it's sunny from one edge of the window to the other.
Okay.
And I'll be out there soon.
Okay. When I televised the first professional boxing match from the People's Republic of China back in 1993. Boxing hadn't been there since 1949 in the takeover of Mao Zedong. But there was a fervent, we saw fight fans there that we never saw before. But they were boxing fans, but they had never seen boxing. So that was 1993. Things have changed. They sell out arenas now, and now they've got a heavyweight, and this guy, Ziel Zhang, that looks like he can fight a little bit. Did you happen to get a chance to see him yesterday on ESPN?
No, I didn't.
Man, this guy can, when he beat Joe Joyce the first time, I didn't think Joe Joyce was much. Of course, Joe Joyce to me is like, he makes Vladimir Klitschko look like Muhammad Ali. That's how robotic he was. But anyway, it's always you. Why, Larry, I've always found it's easier to beat a guy the second time after beating him the first time. In boxing, rematches don't usually get won by the guy that lost the first time. How come? Psychological?
No, but I always observed that there were very few trilogies because the guy who won the first fight generally will win the second fight.
That's a good point. Now we are 6 days away from Canelo Alvarez, of course, the one-time pound-for-pound king, in the minds of some still pound-for-pound king, of course, at 168 pounds, taking on Jermell Charlo. Jermell Charlo is a live, he is a live fighter here. This is not some type of, I'm going to pick a guy to lose. Charlo is really a live dog in my mind. And you?
You think he's going to run all night?
No, I'm just trying to say, I don't think he's going to run on that. I think there's a chance he's going to stand and trade, and that's where I think his demise is going to come if he stands and trades. But he's got to run a little bit. He's got to move about a little bit, not run per se, but move.
Right. Well, it's a guy who's a title holder at 154, fighting a guy who's been fighting at 168 and then taking on light heavyweights. If he's got the need to keep going at a top level, then I have to think that Alvarez will eventually get to Charlo.
Okay.
I mean, this is the inverse of his loss to, what was his name, Bivol?
Dimitri Bivol, of course, the WBA 175-pound champion, undefeated in 22.
So he moved up, and he fought a guy who was not just bigger than him, but really good. And now we see a 14-pound move up by Charlo to fight a 168-pound champion. I gotta see it to believe it.
Yeah, but Godfather, he's 168 pounds, but he turned pro at 145. You want to give him maybe 10 pounds, 12 pounds, 15 pounds. You're talking about giving him 20, 23 pounds. Since he turned pro.
How many guys has he fought above junior middleweight?
That's a good point. He has fought guys above 160, 168 pounds. Okay, I give him. I'm just trying to stimulate the conversation here. Now you see him stopping Charlo because of the fact that Charlo is going to eventually have to stop and engage.
If he stops and engage, or if he gets roughed up along the ropes, then I can see.
Okay. You know, I'm looking...
I'm sorry, I'm getting some beeps here. I can see Alvarez eventually getting to him.
Okay. You know, people... I think the best fighter in the world might be the Japanese fighter, Inoue. Are they going to... I think I asked you this question before. Are they going to be able to bring him over to the United States? Can they make him a star here, or do they have to? Do they even have to, or just make him a superstar in Japan? That's enough.
Well, I think it's enough. It's more likely that the kind of weight class that he fights in, he'll be challenged by a good Mexican fighter eventually. But I acknowledge that Inoue looks like a really serious champion, but I don't have to have him come to America.
Oh, in other words... he wouldn't be a guy that you'd want to go see live?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
All right.
I wouldn't.
All right. Good point. We're talking with the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Of course, his career goes back to 1978 with HBO. And when did you start with the Philadelphia Inquirer, Larry?
Never. I was at the Philadelphia Daily News.
Oh, why did I blow that? Oh, impeccable one. You gave me the wrong news. I'm blaming it on my producer. I know. I should have known better than that. All right. When did you start with the Philly paper? When? You remember?
Yeah, I was 26 years old. That would have been 1957.
And of course, that was the year that I was born. Holy cow. You started with the, holy cow. That brings us back in time a little bit.
And the first big fight I ever covered was Sugar Ray Robinson and Carmen Basilio at Yankee Stadium when Basilio upset Robinson.
And, of course, Carmen Basilio, the most complimentary man I've ever run into.
Oh, really?
Are you? Hey, this guy's insulted me to my face. He's insulted me on the phone. He's insulted me in front of other people. He was just a condescending guy.
Well, he was a comedian who insults people, but not being funny.
He was never funny. And you know what? I remember he almost started a riff up there in Canisota, New York. I forget who it was, but he almost started a riff with somebody that was, I think it was Carlos Ortiz or something like that. And Ortiz was a bit older than him and a bit little frail, this and that. And Carmen, I never understood that. Carmen Basilio to me was a tough guy. I mean, I remember one time I asked him, I said, do you think Ray Robinson was a greater fighter? He goes, how could he be when I beat him? And I'm nothing but a little bit better than a bum. I said, say what? Anyway, so he even criticized himself.
Well, in the rematch, Robinson criticized him with a one-sided beating.
Yeah, and of course, and Basilio went on to hate Robinson for the rest of his life because he didn't get a third fight. Did Carmen like anybody? Do you know? Did he like anybody?
I didn't know him that well, but I was at the Hall of Fame for some induction, maybe mine, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Basilio was there in some kind of a meeting room, and I was sitting next to Emil Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
And Griffith suddenly his eyes widened and said, and pointed to Basilio, and Basilio had said something insulting to him, probably a word for being gay.
Yeah. I think we spent a little bit too much time on a guy that had absolutely no class talk about Carmen Basilio. Okay, you see,
but he had class in the ring. He was a real fighter.
He brought it without a doubt. Hey, and he was, like he told me, I'm an onion farmer. I was a welterweight fighting a middleweight, blah, 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 blah. He went on and on and on. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he was a very condescending guest on the show. And, of course, I told you that time I sung him happy birthday, and he said that there was a moment of pause, and I'm waiting for a reaction. He goes, what did you do with the money? I said, say what? He goes, what did you do? I thought he should have said thank you. He said, what did you do with the money? I said, what are you talking about? He goes, the money your mother gave you for singing lessons. I mean, there was never a compliment out of that guy, ever. Ever.
Well, that was his style. And it was none unlike his style in the ring.
Okay. All right. So what's the Godfather and the Godmama got planned this week? You guys doing anything special?
Well, we have some people coming into town for a few days, and we have nothing special plan, but we'll have some lunches and dinners and such. I've got a stepson and his wife who are coming to town in a couple of weeks, and then
you'll be
I've
busy.
Got a grandson, and yeah, and I have a grandson who's getting a bar mitzvah in November.
Wow, that's an event without a doubt. Larry, kiss the Godmama. Have a great day. Thank you for your time, Godfather.
Always my pleasure, and thank you.
The retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame, what can I say? I'm touched. Larry Merchant.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, I appreciate it. Say a prayer for me, buddy. And if there's anything I can do for you anytime, you let me know.
The late, great Johnny Tappy, the babyface assassin, Sam, Albuquerque, New Mexico, is very star, no doubt about that. I want to tell you a little Jose Suleiman story. It's, of course, combining with Muhammad Ali as well before I bring back Mauricio Suleiman. All right. So I was crying one day in the back of a bus because we went to a convent in Macau and we had to give money to these. We gave some money. Muhammad Ali took some money from me and gave it to these kids. And the nun told Muhammad Ali that this would buy food, enough meat for the kids to eat for an entire year. And I had a baby that was 3 years old. So on the way back to the hotel, I was in the back of the bus and I had a little, you know, my eyes got a little wet this and that. So Muhammad Ali came back to me and said, "What are you crying about, man? What are you crying about? The champ catches me crying." So anyway, I said to him, "Well, you know, I got a kid at home." I said, "That was tough to watch kids with one arm and this kind of, that was really hard, blah, blah." He says, "Man, be happy. We fed these kids for a year. They're going to eat real meat for a year. And you can save every puppy in the pound." That's what he told me. So about 6-7 years later, I'm with Jose Suleiman and we're sitting in Tokyo, Japan, and one of the WBC conventions. And I tell him the story that Muhammad Ali said. And he says to me, "You can't save every puppy in the pound, but you have to try." I mean, that's the kind of man he was. Of course, I'm talking about the late WBC president. President for life, my man, Jose Suleiman. Let's bring back his son and talk about Mauricio Suleiman. I didn't mean to get you all emotional there, but I get emotional when I talk about Dad. I can't call him at 1:30 in the morning anymore when things happen.
Well, you always keep my father's memory and legacy going. I cannot thank you enough, Pedro, for always keeping my father in such a great feeling when you and I speak. Regardless if it's live or if it's private, you're always praising my father and making me feel so proud to be his son. And that's my inspiration every single day to try to keep his legacy alive and keep his name as great as possible.
Well, I think you were the chosen one. I think you were chosen for a reason. I think it worked out well for the WBC and boxing in general and the family. Now, what's happening with Shakur Stevenson?
Shakur Stevenson is going to fight for the vacant lightweight championship. The fight is set for the Formula One week in Las Vegas, which is going to be a tremendous opportunity. Everybody's going to be there. And Shakur must be something because Lomachenko, Isaac Cruz, and Frank Martin all said, "No way, Jose, I'm not fighting you." So he's fighting for the vacant title. It's going to be a great fight.
Okay. 135 pounds. There's lots of names out there. Where is Ryan Garcia ranked by the WBC at 135 or 140? Is he ranked at 140?
140. We were told that he could not make 135 any longer, so he's ranked at 140. And I'm going to be very blunt. I'm very disappointed of what is happening in the lightweight division. It is the greatest one with the greatest talent right now, but the fighters are not fighting each other for some unknown reason. You have Lomachenko, you have Shakur, you have Pitbull Cruz, you have, of course, Gervonta. So many fights that can be made with the great interest for the public, and something is happening. They're not making them.
Well, and it's not money, because there's a lot of money out there on the table to make these fights. You know, as far as Lomachenko is concerned, you got to give him I think we need to give him a little bit of time off. He's got some age issues, and the fact that he probably thought, a lot of people thought he won that last fight with Devin Haney, so he sort of feels a little bit burned in that, and maybe he needs some time off and the right fight. I don't know if throwing him right in there with Shakur Stevenson would be the best thing career-wise for Vasyl Lomachenko, so I understand that. But the other guys, the other younger guys, I mean, the young man was offered better than $1 million, and he turned it down.
Well, Lomachenko is not in position to fight because he's back in the Ukraine.
Okay.
For that horrible situation that is going in the invasion of his country.
Man.
But, yeah, we have Martin, who, I mean, how can that happen? And Pitbull Cruz, who's a tremendous fight. Maybe he's fighting the rematch with Gervonta.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that 2024 will make a change in that division, because many great fights can happen.
Okay. Somebody sent me a text the other day. What is the Bridgerweight division?
What is the Bridgerweight division?
Yeah.
Okay. The WBC, as you know, only priority is safety. Back in 1910, the heavyweight champion of the world weighed 168 pounds. Which today is super middleweight.
Yeah.
When human beings started to become stronger and bigger, the cruiserweight division was invented by the WBC, which meant after light heavyweight was 175, from there it was heavyweight. So we put cruiserweight from 175 to 190.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually, with the same situation of growth, we moved cruiserweight from 190 to 200, because many fighters' heavyweights were much bigger. And eventually, we invented the Bridgerweight division from 200 to 224 in order to have a great opportunity for those small heavyweights.
Mm-hmm.
To compete in a balanced situation and not risking fighting against huge men that are the champions of today.
Okay.
Of course, there are exceptions, but all the Bridgerweight fights have been sensational, of great interest, great fights, and I feel very, very proud of this division.
Okay, and the guy that I'm Lukasz Rozanski is the Bridgerweight champion, but the guy that I'm impressed with, and I think he's hurt, is Artur Bedibev. All his wins are by knockout. I'm talking about our WBC light heavyweight champion, undefeated.
Tremendous fighter. He's a tremendous puncher. Very popular commercial style, always going forward, never taking a step back, taking on any challenges. Unfortunately, he had to postpone his last fight, which is a WBC mandatory against Callum Smith. But that will go to January, and it should be a sensational fight. But he's one of the best champions of today, without a doubt.
Okay. What is WBC Cares?
WBC Cares is a program which my father, together with Jill Diamond, put together in 2004. To put order to the so many social responsibility actions that the WBC has done for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
WBC Cares now has 26 chapters all around the world, thousands of volunteers, members. And basically what we do WBC Cares events. We go to gymnasiums, to hospitals, orphanages, jail systems, schools, and champions and members of the boxing community, greet, give words of inspiration and toys and moments of happiness to those who need it at that time. It's a great program, so many visits that we do every single week all over the world, and it's without a doubt our great pride.
Okay. Of course, his legacy will be the 12-round fight, and I think that it was a great... At first, there was resistance to it, but now, when you look at the residual effects, and Muhammad Ali told me, he put his hand on my shoulder one time, and he said to me, Pedro, he goes, champ, if fights had been 12 rounds, I'd still be fighting. In other words, it would have put so much extended life on his life, on his boxing life, that those last three rounds, I mean, there was no sense to fight. If you didn't know who won after 12 rounds, I don't think we needed to go another three.
You know, there's so much resistance to change in boxing. It is very difficult to implement any type of new rule, protocol, or program. The 15 to 12 round took a long time to get to that conclusion from medical studies. And it was very resisted at the beginning.
Yeah.
My father came crying from Las Vegas back home, 1983. He came from the first fight and he was just so depressed. He told my mother that he may have committed a terrible mistake because everybody was booing him, calling him names. It took some time, but the reality at that time, there was no, the business model for boxing was open television, mm-hmm. which means TV commercials. So with that rule change, it was taking away 3 minutes of very expensive airtime that was because those last rounds were so emotive, so crazy. As a fan, you don't care if they are dying in the ring.
You cannot listen. We've proved that you can't respond physically at that point in time after 36 minutes of battle, and it's just too much. It's too much for the human body. And, of course, like Ali told me, I wish fights were 12 rounds during my tenure. God, I miss him. I miss your father. Listen, Mauricio, I want to wish you the very best with the World Boxing Council. Of course, WBCBoxing.com is a website. And, of course, the TV network is a dream of your dad, and I hope that this continues and everything rock and rolls. But kiss your mama. Kiss the family. I will see you soon. I love you, man.
Pedro, have a beautiful Sunday. Thank you so much again, and have a great Sunday. Thank you.
The great Mauricio Sulaiman, president of the World Boxing Council. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter,
If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript? After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
The wisdom of the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. You want to know who won a close fight? Ask a 9-year-old kid. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I just lost my breath. I had to go out and put some money in the meter. Of course, it's not a meter day, but the bottom line is we are parked semi-illegally out here because parking is a bit of a bear here in San Francisco. I'm parked in somebody's driveway, actually the network driveway, so I'm hoping that my car isn't towed when I get out. Now, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. And we are 6 days away, of course, from a big event. Canelo Alvarez, the pound-for-pound king. In the minds of a lot of people, maybe not in my mind, but in the minds of a lot of people, taking on Jermell Charlo. Of course, Jermell Charlo stepping up 14 pounds. People are making a big deal about that. I don't know if it's such a big deal, but the bottom line is, let's see what Charlo had to say pre-fight.
Happens with you and Canelo, Jermell?
We have a great fight. We put on a great fight for the fans and get the people what they always wanted.
When you see that fight, Jermell, do you see things there that you can exploit? Because I know for the longest time.
I'm a jabber, I'm range, I'm big. I look at that fight and judge it and, you know, try to make my adjustments. It's part of the game.
We got to give him respect. He's going down in history, a legend in the sport. Nobody counting him out. You just can't just doubt Canelo just because of that one loss. I give him respect. I mean, his jab a little bit more, you know, get inside the jab because Bivol had a little range and he stayed on the outside of his jab. It was an interesting fight, man.
When that little tussle between you and David Benavidez happened.
He about to turn it into something.
No, I just want
to
know what happened.
He grabbed my arm and I checked his ass. Yeah. Simple as that.
The dad or
daddy? Daddy or the brother. Somebody grabbed my shallow, grabbed my arm and beat his team. He looked trying to act all hard. Man, nobody's scared of no Benavidez. I'm in Cali right now. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you got to say one thing about the Charlo brothers. You wouldn't invite them to a society party. You just wouldn't. Bottom line is, of course, them coming out of Texas, Houston, Texas, the Dallas, Texas area. Of course, they can draw real well down there. Why they didn't put this fight between him and Alvarez in Cowboy Stadium is just a mind blower to me because I think it would have been a mega event down there. They could have sold it out three or four times, but they didn't. They put this, of course, at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, September the 30th. I think Mauricio said that Canelo didn't cancel the fight or didn't postpone the fight for 2 weeks because of the fact he was overweight. He just postponed the fight. I think that if you're the Mexican figurehead of boxing, if you're like the centerpiece, this and that, you have to fight on Cinco de Mayo and the Mexican Independence Day. You just have to. I mean, you have to do it. It's like a prerequisite. It's mandatory. He's the only guy I think has ever not done it. But the bottom line is Canelo, of course, comes up with his own rules. Now, coming up as far as the upcoming boxing schedule is concerned, not a whole lot outside of this big fight. Of course, we got Lee Wood and Josh Warrington going for a WB 126-pound title last October the 7th on DAZN. Speaking of DAZN, still the most expensive thing in boxing, but if you don't have it, you're sort of screwed. Unless you like want to go to the get one of those fire sticks or something like that and watch all the fights for free. And like, yeah, yes, you can, but it's a hassle. It's just a bit of a hassle. Anyway, I would prefer to, I wish I could buy every fight that's out there, but if you did, you'd be broke. So, of course, I have to watch fights through somebody's window. Put on my binoculars, look at somebody's window, listen, watch my, that's my form of pay-per-view. It's just the way it is. I couldn't have, listen, even if the network was paying for this, wink, wink, and they're not, okay, I'm talking about all the pay-per-view charges, I wouldn't want to spend that money, kind of money. I mean, what did they, like $90 every time a UFC thing comes on? I'm not a UFC fan, but if you spent $90 a month on the UFC and like $90 every couple of months on boxing, guess what, man? That's a lot of money to come out the pocket. I just don't think the sports fan here in the United States has that. But as far as ESPN's concerned, there's not a whole lot happening on ESPN. They shot their wad, I think, last night with the Zil Zhang and Joe Joyce fight. Let me review that for you. Of course, Joe Joyce comes into the fight, a slight betting favorite because of the fact he was in the UK. Listen, he got drubbed the first time. Why would he be a betting choice if he got drubbed the first time? Because they think Joe Joyce is a juggernaut. He's a second coming of I don't know, but he wasn't the second. He never came the first time. If he did, it was premature ejaculation. I'm trying to tell you, man, Joe Joyce was never much the juggernaut. Come on, that was a bit of a push, okay? As I said, he made Vladimir Klitschko look like Muhammad Ali as far as his fluidity is concerned. He had none, absolutely none. And when you look at the fact that he stepped into this fight 21 pounds heavier than he was for the initial fight. You lost the first fight. You were slow and beaten to the punch the first fight, so you go and gain 21 pounds. What kind of spit is that? Who the hell trains this guy? I mean, think about that. Gain 21 pounds if you're... What for? I mean, it's not going to help your speed. It's not going to help your ability if you're the juggernaut. And he couldn't. Listen, the bottom line is Joe Joyce has no boxing principles, no boxing basics. I mean, he throws a jab and it drops. He throws a right hand, it drops. He has no defense. That guy couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. I was saying that for a long time. And if you're watching our WBC TV channel right there, you just saw him get flattened. And yeah, he's getting up, but he ain't beating the count. The fight's over, no doubt about that. And this fight was over in the third round. And I think the Godfather Larry Merchant, he sort of hit a high point there, or came up with a good point there, in that there are very rare trilogies. He said, you know, I thought about that. There's never really any really trilogy, because the fact is, the second guy rarely wins. I mean, you know, the guy that lost the first time rarely wins a rematch. I got into a little beef last night with some social media type of guys saying, oh, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, right. Anyway, bottom line is Joe Joyce is a boxing rubble. He was reduced to boxing rubble, and it was a right hook. And let me tell you about right hooks. When Ernie Chavez hit me with that right hook in Las Vegas in the National Golden Gloves Tournament at 147 pounds, the next thing I remember was my ear hitting the canvas and my ear hurting. I had pain in my ear, you guys. It wasn't nothing. I was saying, why is my ear hurt? I mean, the first thought in my mind, why is my ear hurt? This ear, why is it hurting? I can't figure out. I've got pain in my ear. And I look over, and I see my captain, my lieutenant, saying, Get up. That's the first time I realized I was knocked down, of course. And I got up, and he hit me again in the second round, of course, with that right hook, and it was all over. When you get hit by the opposite side, something happens because you're just not used to it. I mean, I worked with a lot of southpaws, and I figured I had that southpaw stuff down, right? Not really. He licked me like a stamp. If ever I was beating, it's funny. I'm a southpaw, and who beat me up? And should have been arrested for domestic violence. Of course, he only landed three punches. But the three punches that Ernie Chavez landed were like, yikes. I mean, like, yikes. He caught me clean three times with hooks. And as I said, that one time when he put me down, the first time he put me down, I said, what is that? What is that pain in my ear? Because you can't figure out what's going on. Your ear hurts. Why should your ear be hurting? Okay. And then, of course, that last time when I got up after the second knockdown, I got up in the second round, I looked across the ring, and there were eight guys there. Imagine that, you guys. Eight people. Which guy am I going to fight? Which one of the eight guys? Eight guys. And then I look over the referee. Yeah, that's pretty cool, right? Eight guys look over the referee like, there's three of him. Three referees. So I've got 11 people, like approximately 11 people in the ring with me. And then there should be two. So there's like nine people too many. I'm in trouble. I realize it. I tell the referee. The referee says to me, you want to continue? I said, are you out of your mind? I didn't tell him you're out of your mind. I wanted to tell him that, but I said, no, sir, I'm not. I'm not ready to continue. I was smart enough to call that off, okay? Most guys aren't. I hate trying to say that I'm smarter than other guys, but the bottom line is most guys would want to be machismo. I'm macho. I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. Listen, when you're beaten, you're beaten. And I was beaten that day, no doubt about that. October the 7th on the Zone, Zerto Ramirez comes back. Of course, a flop in my mind. I don't know. Zerto just isn't a guy that sort of brings it. He's one of these hot and cold type of guys. At one point in time, I thought he was going to sell some tickets. And then I had a sanctioning body president that was not Mauricio Suleiman told me that he couldn't spell fight if you put the letters on a piece of paper. So I don't know. October the 7th, he's taking on Joe Smith Jr. So good luck on that one. The Zone, Zerto Ramirez versus Joe Jones. And of course, September the 30th, the big fight, Canelo Alvarez and Jermell Charlo. I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say that this fight goes 12 rounds. And if it goes 12 rounds, I think Charlo's got a shot. I really do. Charlo's got a shot because he's a better boxer than Canelo. And of course, you know, Larry's thinking of Canelo in his heyday. This ain't his heyday no more. I'm not trying to say Canelo's like 92 years old like Larry Merchant, but he might be close to 92 in boxing years. Why? I mean, think of all the fights, all the training camps. Come on, man. They take their toll on your body. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's had like almost 60 fights. So where's he going to go with that? Where do you go? Where does the end? Where does it come to an end? I mean, at one point in time, guys come to an end. It's a surprise. Okay, whoa, he's done. Okay, I don't think it'll be such a surprise if Jermell Charlo pulls off the upset next week. I really don't. I think the fact that he walks around 175 pounds, 180 pounds, he will give him a bit of a height advantage over Canelo Alvarez. And Larry Merchant says he's going to run. That's what Larry was dogging him. Larry was dogging Charlo even before the fight started. I mean, we haven't even heard from Charlo yet, and Larry's dogging him. Is he going to run all night? I mean, that's the old man and Larry, the old boxing, the old curmudgeon, it came out there right there. You got to run all night. So he's going to think, that's what he thinks. Well, he's got to move to win. I mean, Jermell Charlo has got to move to win. He can't stand there and go like, toe-to-toe, robotic, and let's just slug it out and do rock'em sock'em robots with Canelo Alvarez. I mean, Canelo is bigger than him. Well, I don't know if it's physically or not, but he had 168 pounds. He has fought guys at 168, 175. Charlo hasn't. That is the real unknown factor here. That's the intangible, is that Charlo hasn't fought at these higher weights, but he's got the body structure, and of course, I think he's got the body structure and the ability and the talent to do so. But then again, people say he's going to stop at one point in time, he's going to trade with Canelo, and it's all going to be over. I just don't know. At some point in time, he's got to stop and trade and get some respect. If he doesn't, Canelo will abuse him. Just well. I mean, you don't want Canelo abusing you, hitting you in the arms, cracking you to the body, those triple left hook he throws. Of course, we were watching him work out a little bit earlier. He seems to have got that hook back together. In fact, I saw some of his recent training tapes, and I will say this, that he ain't fat. No longer. I mean, he's got his weight off. Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, said that he would have it together in time, and we're 1 week before the fight, and I saw some film of him this week, and I think that Canelo's primed, ready. He's down in weight. He's ready to go. There's no doubt about it. He and Jermell Charlo will be one hell of a fight, of course, on pay-per-view next Saturday, September the 30th, coming to you live from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. And of course, I think that's Showtime pay-per-view. And of course, Al Haymon, the mystery man of boxing. Can you find a picture of Al Haymon on the internet? I'll even ask my producers. They can't find a picture of Al Haymon. There's like one or two pictures of Al Haymon in history. How does this guy get away with it? He's just like, he's brilliant, Harvard graduate. Of course, he's a smart dude, and he uses other people's money to invest with. That's sort of like, that's what Don King told me one time. Don King said, I said, what's the best thing about investment, Don King? He goes, using other people's money. Say, what? Yeah, that's what he told me. I mean, what's your secret to investment? Using other people's money. Okay. Bottom line is, of course, DK has got this card. Looks like it's going to go down with Adrian Broner. Of course, we talked about that with Aaron Snow last week. I keep trying to get DK on the card, but my phone says AAA Discreet Investigations because that's what I do. I'm a private investigator in my real life, okay? I do this on the weekends. So the bottom line is, when I call people, it says AAA Discreet Investigations. So I think Don King sees this AAA Discreet Investigations. He won't pick up the phone for nothing. I kid you. So you can't call him on a no-caller ID line. He won't pick it up at all anyway. Bottom line is trying to get DK on the show. Of course, Don King has turned 92 years old. I think it was in August, but he turned 92 years old. I mean, 92, him and Bob Arum, Bob Rob Arum's like 92, right? These guys combined age of 184. Holy cow. Imagine that. The two godfathers of boxing, as far as promoters are concerned, are a combined almost 200 years old, and they're still rock and roll. And Don King, on a much lesser note, of course, than Bob Arum. Bob Arum still got the semi-weekly, if not weekly, ESPN shows. And, of course, he does have a play as far as Tyson Fury, the heavyweight champion of the world. Maybe not for long. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, do you ever have like a car that goes out of control, or like you're in a car and like you're in the passenger side and the guy's driving crazy and you have no control over what's going on? Well, that's what was going on today with me and the impeccable one. Of course, this show's been a nightmare, but we've got it going on, and we will take it to New York City and bring in, of course, the shot caller, Tommy D. Tommy D, I got to run this one at you. 59-2-2, of course, Canelo Alvarez and the once-beaten Jermell Charlo. How's that going to go down?
What's going on, Pedro? You know, Jermell Charlo is a 3-1 underdog, 3.5 underdog, and I like those odds. I'm going to go with Jermell Charlo in a split decision win.
Are you a betting man?
I am a betting man.
Okay, so you're going to put your money where your mouth is on that one?
I am putting my money where my mouth is. I like those odds. I think Jermell Charlo has the skills to beat an aging Canelo, and I'm taking Jermell Charlo plus 330 next Saturday.
You know, Barry on Boxing was in last week, and he thought that the that he's not the best fighter pound for pound in the world, that the Japanese kid Inoue is. Do you think there's some merit to that? But the guy hasn't fought in the United States. Does that take away luster from him?
I don't think so, because he's beating everybody up in like three different weight classes. He was undisputed recently, you know, and then he just went up in weight and he beat Cool Boy Steph, you know, easily.
Okay, you got to stop moving. I can hear you moving around there, man. You got to stop moving.
Okay, no, I'm saying he just beat Cool Boy Steph. He moved up in weight and beat him very easily, you know, and Cool Boy Steph, you know, was a unified champion.
Okay.
So I like Inoue as pound for pound number two behind Bud Crawford.
I got about 15 seconds. Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence are going to do it again. Why?
I have no idea. Spence wants to rematch. Why not? Give it to him. Let's see what happens.
Oh, man. You're like, you want to put a guy, it's like running a guy over a second time with a car. There's no need to run him over the second time. Anyway, have a great week. We'll get you on some more time next week. I thank you for your time, Tommy D.
You got it, bro.
The Shot Caller, of course, usually on Sunday. Somehow things got bounced around. Of course, I want to thank Mauricio Sulaiman, president of the World Boxing Council. I want to thank the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Of course, I want to thank the people down there in Texas, the Jackamans, Daniela especially. The bottom line is I call her the Vive Lady. She is a tremendous person without a doubt, and she works her ass off to try to get this right. You've been tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My producer today is the impeccable one. I'm talking about Bailey Peck. Outside of that, we kick ass 24/7. Of course, check us out, WBC TV, the Facebook page. Until next time, Saturday, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV.
I got to make it right for everyone concerned.